I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Inside Sources. Welcome back, everyone. Final segment of Inside Sources today. I am Boyd Matheson, opinion editor of the Deseret News. Always great to be with you. And as we've been covering a lot of the politics, again, reminder, tomorrow's special extended edition of Inside Sources, 11 to 12:30. We'll have the four GOP gubernatorial candidates with us for a deep dive forum, not just the ping pong answers, but we're going to have each of them come in one at a time. Social distance, of course, will be remote. And we will have a serious conversation about the issues of the day, especially as it relates to Utah jobs, the economy, and how do we move forward. Again, partnering with our friends at the World Trade Center, Utah, Miles Hansen will join me to moderate that. If you missed any of the political conversation today, you can always pick that up on the KSL Politics podcast, including my conversation with Chris Peterson, who will take on one of those Republicans. He is the Democratic nominee for governor here in the state of Utah. So we'll continue our conversations with Chris rolling into the fall as well. All right. As we wind up today, I think we have to really make sure we stop and do a little assessment here as things settle. There's always kind of that moment we've pushed through. Everybody kind of gets exhausted, and then we kind of move on with our lives. We've got to be careful about that. But the thing I want to stress today is that if you want to bridge a divide, you cannot continue to drive the wedge of division deeper. You have to remove the wedge. So think about that. Wedge issues, of course, have always been part of American politics. And over the past decade or so, we've seen those be really weaponized into just mind-boggling and, for me, deeply depressing levels. Far too many politicians, activist organizations, lobbyists, elected officials, influence peddlers. I call it the industrial complex of division. And many of them have decided that they'd rather drive a very lucrative wedge for fundraising than build a bridge of understanding where we can actually get to improvement. And when raising money and winning elections on divisive wedge issues prevents good policy and real progress, I have a real problem with that. And I think right now in our country, these divisive wedges are blocking us from having real conversations. And not just the real hot issues of the day. It's everything. Healthcare, immigration, education, poverty, addiction, national debt, mental health, all of those are significant. Obviously, over the last few weeks, the wedges impacting race relations, prejudice, criminal justice, discrimination, law enforcement, all of those have been laid bare over the last few weeks. But here's the deal. Pounding on those wedges only drives them deeper. Ignoring those wedges will just allow them to burrow deeper, where they will ultimately create real destruction and deeper divides. Remember, the farther a wedge goes down, the wider the divide becomes. And there's far too many opportunists out there that want their moment of fame, want their social media moment, want to do the boondoggle of raising big money. All of that comes with a really high price. And so we have to have these different kinds of discussions. A lot of conversation going on about defund the police. Is that serious? Well, it depends. If you're using that slogan, easy to chant as a wedge issue to win votes or to raise campaign cash, that's just going to deepen and widen the divide. If on the other hand, it's part of a group that believes law enforcement can be reimagined and recreated by dismantling some things or assessing some things or getting a new new paradigm or a new model, you can get towards a bridge. But just the chants and the slogans only make the wedge drive deeper. And a good thing to keep your kind of your spidey sense, your red flag sense on this is that wedges are almost always presented as a false choice. It's this or that. Wedges, even on difficult issues, can and must really be removed. We have to remove them if we're going to move forward. And there's some really interesting places that are doing that really well. Camden, New Jersey, interesting case study in terms of how they've gone about looking at law enforcement and changes. They were deeply divided, had some real rooted aggression and attitudes within a department. And because of budget issues, they dismantled, they rebuilt, they rehired, they retrained. They put new systems in place. They allocated funds to other places and spaces as well. And they've made some great improvement. So there are some case studies out there that are actually working. But the thing that we have to get to is this idea that we really do have to remove the wedges if we're going to get there. The only remedy for a divisive wedge is to remove it. Because otherwise, as I said, that span of the divide just keeps getting farther and farther apart. So it's not stable. It's not secure. You can't build a bridge if it's ever widening. And so what we have to get to at this moment, the persistent wedges found in our history and perpetuated in our society, they seem to have broken America. And there might be one redeeming quality to those wedges that we're experiencing in our country, and that is that these wedges won't just break us. The wedges may just break us open. Broken open. Broken open, we can remove the hidden wedges in our society. And we can begin to do the hard work of building bridges. Let's do that today. I'm Boyd Matheson, opinion editor at the Deseret News. Thanks for joining us on Inside Sources here on KSL News Radio. And as always, as you go out into the world today, make sure you see something that inspires, say something that uplifts, and do something that makes a difference.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.